All right. Well, that for that price, you know, probably not even worth. I mean, I'd like to build one myself, but for that price, one that just plugs into the harness, maybe I'll look into that. I don't know. We'll see. But I never remember. I always say, well, I'll just bump it, and I never remember. So, oh well. But I thought about making one too, like Phil says, just finding two wires to go to the button and just, you know, having it when the ignition goes on, have it wait a certain amount of time and then just momentarily close the contact and, you know, take care of it for you every time you start the car. I don't know if what they're doing with that plug-in one is any different or any better, but be curious. Phil?
Yeah, KSPR, yeah. That sounds great. So they must make them specifically for each vehicle. That's interesting. If I ever do get a vehicle like that, I'll have to investigate that. Knowing the way they make cars nowadays, I wouldn't be surprised if you went and looked at that button. It's probably an electron, some kind of a node for the car area network, the CAN. And it's telling the computer to turn that circuit on and off instead of a physical push button. You never know how that might be the case. Arpad, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say the exact same thing, Phil. That's exactly what I believe it would end up being. But, yeah, Sean, $45, literally the whole install, no tools. Took me 2-3 minutes max. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Just Google your Google start-stop bypass for your particular vehicle, and you'll have 20 different things show up on Amazon. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there to give you a cheap way out. W-Ida, back to lurking.